With Earth Day coming up later this week, our next guest says this is a good time to think about the food we eat and where it comes from.
She came up with the idea to create a special thematic meal to celebrate Earth Day. Joining us now to talk about her concept of an Earth dinner is Teresa Marquez, Mission Executive for Organic Valley. Teresa, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm so delighted to talk about Earth Dinner.
Well, tell us, what is Earth Dinner?
Well, I think I'll back up and say that in 2001, I had this thought about why wasn't Earth Day a national holiday? It's just so important to have one day a year that we acknowledge our faithful Earth. It just seemed like it made sense to me. And so I kept thinking, gee, I can't believe that we didn't. And of course, in Wisconsin, Gaylord Nelson started Earth Day. So, you know, why haven't we, you know, made this a national holiday or a big holiday that we all are going to celebrate? And the thing that really occurred to me is, well, there's no dinner. And when I think about all of the great holidays that we like to celebrate, there's some food that goes with it. And so I started thinking about how we needed a dinner to help celebrate Earth Day with, and that if we had this dinner, it would have to be very special and would have to be with the Earth in mind. And so that's kind of the way it came about. And really, the other reasons that I'm in marketing, even though my title is Mission Executive, I was Chief Marketing Executive for Organic Valley for almost 18 years. So a lot of things crossed my desk, and a few things really brought that idea of having a dinner to celebrate Earth Day home for me. One was I read that 25% of our meals are eaten in a car. And then the second thing that struck me to go along with that was that we stopped having dinner with the family dinner tradition. Many stopped having that. And instead, there's TV dinners in front of the TV. And in fact, a terrible statistic that children actually and their parents only have something like 5 to 10 minutes of really meaningful time during the day, for each day. And it made me realize that I was brought up in a very strict house, and oh, you were at the table at dinner. And there's a lot more that happens at a dinner table than just, you know, scarfing down food.
Well, let's get into what this Earth Dinner looks like, Teresa. What are the ingredients? What are the components that make an appropriate Earth Dinner?
Well, I'll just tell you a few of them, but I also always encourage people to use their own imagination and really get creative, because it's a great time to get creative. But of course, you want to know where your food comes from. And it's not like we're going to say, and only eat organic and only eat local. But, you know, once a year, wouldn't it be great to say, you know, I know where this food comes from. And the other thing that I love to advise is to have food with a story. Like, I like to think about, what did my grandmother eat? What did my family eat? Should I resurrect something or make something that my mother used to make, but maybe make it in a new way and be also honoring her? And while I'm also honoring where that food came from, what's its story, and, you know, why should we even care about where our food comes from? Since 2001, so many things have happened with regards to different organizations wanting to know your farmer, know your food. You just see these all over the place. So I think I was on to something when I thought, shouldn't we know where our food comes from? And, of course, the really, really important thing is to have your friends and family around and to share stories and talk about the food and where it came from and our connection to the earth. We're all connected. And so I think the Earth Dinner is an opportunity to really think about all the connections that we have with each other around food and how it comes from the earth. And one piece of information that I always find quite fascinating is that, you know, that one teaspoon of soil has more living things in it than there are people on earth. And it kind of gives you pause for thought that this wonderful food that we forget to think about, we just are scarfing down a lot of times, really comes from the soil, a lot of it. And it's a kind of a magical thing.
And Teresa, I want to get a taste. What's been maybe the biggest hit that you've put on the table on one of these Earth Dinners?
I think that right here in the Midwest in April, April 22nd. Who came up with that time for Earth Day? But it should have been like in the fall when we're harvesting things. So when we start looking around here, we love to do things with morels and ramps that you can find wild right outside right now. And so that's always a fun thing. The important thing, of course, is to know where your food comes from if you possibly can. And anything that you came from your family is always a fun story to talk about. One of the things that we did do to sort of stimulate these creative ideas of, gee, what should we have for dinner or what's some of the great things, is we actually came up with a deck of cards to stimulate conversations, and you could pick one. And I'll just tell you what one of the favorite cards were, and it actually resulted in so many funny stories. But it's like, do you have a first memory of food? And if so, please share it with us. And so from there, we learned a lot about different food that people were both their favorites and their worst. And we found some of the memories of food where people, you know, when they were little, remembering how much they disliked cauliflower, and when their mother wasn't looking, they would put it behind the radiator.
Sounds like a great conversation starter, Teresa. Thank you so much for sharing this idea of Earth Dinner with us today.
Oh, my pleasure.
That was Teresa Marquez, Mission Executive for Organic Valley, talking about an Earth Dinner, a special meal to celebrate Earth Day. And nowadays, I would never hide that cauliflower behind the radiator. Love this stuff, especially baked in the oven.
Cauliflower is very in style right now, too. It's been overlooked for too long.
Well, coming up, we look at how Americans feel about their local libraries and explore how libraries are setting themselves up for a technology-driven future. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.